Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings. A very packed house today, San Diego Landings in Portland, Loma. Everybody's in.
It's all
except
full.
One. Yeah. And we're having a great time here, Captain, with Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing. It's our 31st anniversary weekend. I forgot to mention that. The 31 years ago this weekend, actually tomorrow is the actual anniversary because we started on Sunday. 31 years ago, we started this show.
31 years.
31 years, yeah. And we're still kicking.
I had fun talking about that. I mean, you think about how long that is of talking fishing reports and all the killer info and all the fun and all the, you know, so much news has broke here over the years. And, like, this was – think about how unique that format was 31 years ago. To, you know, that, and that
there was no internet.
No. And
there was no fish dope or none of that stuff.
And, you know, that's before dispatch radios when we used to get satellite phone calls from the boat with a two-second pause in between and high-speed radio phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, there's been a lot of fun over 31 years.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Yeah.
Totally.
Hopefully we can keep it rolling a lot more years.
Damn
too.
Right.
So we're going to keep it going. And we're giving away a great prize thanks to Ted over at Gamakatsu.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, check this out. For one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show, and the way that's determined, we basically, every phone call that makes it on the air goes into a list. Every text that gets read on the air goes into a list. At the end of the show, we're going to flip a coin, and Dwayne's going to flip that coin. It'll decide whether there's a caller symbol on one side and a texter symbol on the other, and we'll decide whether that coin will decide your fate. And if you're the lucky winner, check this out. A full Gamakatsu prize pack, including a waterproof dry bag, a stainless steel set of fishing pliers, a Gamakatsu towel, hat, and one of those G-Box 3600s, all worth over $100, courtesy of our good friends at Gamakatsu.
Fantastic.
Again, if you want to get through, it has been an incredibly busy morning. Phones are still packed solid, but we got another full hour for you. That's 213-432-1090, or you can text your questions, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, let's find out what's biting.
Today, our FishDope.com report is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, whether it be a long-range trip, a local trip, or from your private boat. With Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their tuna burger, amazing poke kit, and that ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to check them out, too, on the Instagram at The Real Fisherman's Processing. We're going to start it off with our FishDope.com reporter, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Dwayne. What a great show, man. I've been taking notes the whole time you guys have talked.
Oh, man.
It's
been
fun, buddy.
Yeah, but hey, so through all the 30 and a half years I've done this report, because I was kind of a latecomer to this wonderful show. I've only been doing it for 30 and a half years. But I got to say, you know, there's been an awful lot of time that I've cautioned our listeners to watch the weather, you know, pay attention to the wind and this and that. But I cannot remember a single time in any of those years that those reminders were based on a tropical storm warning, which is the first one I've ever seen on the NOAA forecast. That was what, yesterday. And
pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I had to crack up and take a screenshot when my iPhone yesterday had three notifications: excessive heat warning, flash flood warning, and hurricane warning.
Yeah.
We're all at the same time on my phone.
Like, just doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, it was like you guys mentioned about all the boats back there at the dock. I mean, some big boats even came in a little bit early, I think. And same thing looking at AIS yesterday, except for the big ships, there was virtually nobody out with one exception. And that was the group of hard chargers fishing in the Master Angler Marlin Tournament yesterday. And there was a few boats that opted out, and surprisingly, no, the weather wasn't too bad. And nice that it was close to home because they didn't have too far to go in the end of the day there. But a little nugget of fish there just southeast of the 270, and most people never even heard of the 270. It's kind of between the West End and Palos Verdes, Rocky Point, like that. In fact, one of my buddies, the world-famous Dan Burns, he was playing golf up on the hill at Palos Verdes, said he could see the guys out there tacking around. So it's been a long time since there's been fish in that area, you know, but they have pretty good fishing, and it's been going for several days now, actually. And the guys did well. I think that there was 12 fish caught, you know, and released. And if you want to get all the info, JD at JD's Big Game, he's got all the info on his site there. He does a great job of that stuff. But congratulations to the guys out there fishing. That's all light tackle. And very prestigious to do well in that tournament. But
Mark, are they fishing today, too? Because I know Greg Stotesbury, they had one on 12 on his boat, but and they were leading the tournament. They were talking about we're hoping we're getting in the tournament. Are they fishing again today?
I looked a little bit ago, and I didn't see anybody up in that area, so I'm guessing not. And the weather today is much worse than yesterday.
Yeah.
The San Pedro Channel buoy was 8.5 feet at 8 seconds.
Nice.
You know, when I first looked at it this morning, that's not so nice.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, one time many years ago, I was fishing outside Santa Barbara on the 117 about this time of year, and we had this little tropical squall line thing come through, and it went from flat calm to blowing 40 in a few minutes. And honest to God, I've never seen anything like this in my life. There must have been 10 million marlin in that area that we weren't seeing much of, and they all came up tailing when that wind came up. And it was a picket fence in every direction for as far as you could see, and it was blowing so hard that I told, you know, just wind the stuff in. We are not hooking anything in this weather, no way, no how. And we were running for Santa Barbara Island to get in there and get tucked away. But
how crazy.
Yeah, some crazy stuff. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what those guys do up there. And, you know, the last time we had fish in that area, I'm dating myself here, but that was in 1984, which was the year we had the giant albies and giant yellowfin right here in the channel around the just outside the mid-channel ridge for the whole month of November. So hopefully it's a harbinger of things to come. We'll see. We've got some very strange water around and an awful lot of fish. So we'll see what happens after this little breeze. It's definitely blowing a little more here today. But it's so tropical, that air is so warm, I don't see the water temperature dropping. Probably going to be just the opposite. It's probably going to go up. So with all the fish around, I'm sure everything's going to bounce back. You might have to look around a little bit for it. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting over the next couple of days, watching everything's reorganized here.
For sure.
Time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, fishdope.com. They have all the stuff for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you for the world's best bait tanks and more?
Thanks, Pete. We're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And 31 years, Pete. That is
how about that, huh?
Success story.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. Yeah, and tomorrow, on our actual anniversary, we're going to have Captain Frank Lopresti, who's been with us probably about as long as Mark Wish has. So that'll be fun. So
yeah, that's great. We'll say hi to Frank for me.
You bet.
You guys
all
have a good time, and I'm going to keep taking notes for the rest of the show.
All right, you do that, and hang with us for many, many more years to come, I hope.
Thanks, Pete. I'm planning on it. We'll see
all
you.
Right, very good. I appreciate that.
All right, well, while we're waiting for our buddy Marco from the radio, who knows, maybe he got a morning off with
Marcos from the radio, man, because they're all tied up. You have it.
Damn right, yeah. Who knows?
Well,
hopefully Marcos got a day off, and if not, we'll look forward to hearing from him soon.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, a great text message for Captain Dwayne. There's been many rumors lately about Wahoo being in our area. Has anybody actually caught or seen one this year? That's from Bill in Leucadia.
Yeah, I've heard quite a bit of the rumor mill of the Wahoo here as well. I don't know of anything confirmed caught. I would like to believe that if someone did catch one, they'd probably parade it around pretty proudly.
That's what I'm saying.
The photos I've seen have been easily debunked. Not to say there's not any around. I know a couple divers have claimed they've seen them, guys that are really good, and I don't think they have a reason to BS about it. But you know, nothing's been caught as far as I know with hard solid proof. And I think it's going to take a bit more of the small yellowfin and skipjack to move into the waters, and even, you know, even better, some bullet tuna, and that typically will have the wahoo on the tail end of it in the tropics. You know, we've only had that anomaly here once. So,
one thing that people have seen, and I know because it's been confirmed by Air Pelican and stuff like that, is white sharks.
Oh, yeah.
All over
the place. Yeah, we've seen three this year. And, like,
really?
You saw three
ones,
this year?
Big ones.
Big ones.
Yeah, like 14-plus foot.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool. We saw a couple last year. It seems like every year more and more we're seeing them. We saw one in the lineup last summer surfing.
Ooh.
Not big, like 8 foot, but I'm
well, you surf at Shark Beach there.
Class, right? Yeah. I've never seen one in the water before, not to say they weren't here, but I think the eradication of gill nets back in the 80s has really contributed to that, along with the white sea bass. You know, these things have a open highway to swim up and down now without being harvested or killed.
Yeah.
And, of course, the numbers are going to bounce back. So.
Well, and they're probably leaving Guadalupe because there's nobody there to feed them, since they won't allow us in there. And they're probably going, hey, where's our guy? Where's all that coming looking, right?
Where's all that yellowfin at?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and I think along the coastline, the invention of the drone has really helped with eyes in the sky and locating them. Again, I think there's obviously more than there was in the past. But, it's pretty cool.
The ocean is so alive
right
now.
Yeah.
Blue whales everywhere. Humpbacks even, right? Lots of humpbacks this year. Mm-hmm. Sharks. Lots of makos, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That I think there is so much small mako on there that I think that is really helping to contribute to the wahoo rumor mill. You know
sure.
what I mean? Like Tim Ekstrom said it best. In 2015, the year that we had all that wahoo around, the second that there was a local wahoo caught, every blue shark, every mako shark, every poor knot tied, every misconnection, every tangle, every bite off, everything was a wahoo. I got hooed, man. I got hooed. Like, again, guaranteed. I was trolling by a kelp, and, you know, the clicker went off, and boom, it was gone.
Yeah,
if it had
teeth, it was some sort of wahoo.
Yeah.
Something there. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones. Very patient callers.
You got it. John and Escondido is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. John, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Ricky, you sure those info texts that you got with the heat and the tropical, we still weren't getting stuff from Louisiana? That sounds like your phone was still connected back there.
It was,
my question is, right? So my question for you is, you're catching such big, large bluefin. How do you keep them cold? And then when you get back to the dock, who do you have that helps process them?
We carry, I think, 4 big giant kill bags on each of our vessels, reliable kill bags. And now we're using the Dakine ones. They're excellent, excellent. They do keep the fish very cold, so we'll take about 300 pounds of ice, gill gutting, stuffing the cavity. Keep those fish in killer condition for the guys.
Does the gilling and gutting really help?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially with the big ones,
absolutely.
Pull them down real fast.
Absolutely. Yeah. As far as processing goes, you know, we send our fish to all the guys, try to spread the love a little bit. They all do a really good job, from 5-star to Fisherman's Processing, even Mario's. And, you know, with the influx of incredible fishing this year, it seems like it's gotten a lot harder to get those guys in. So you got guys like Corey from California Mobile Fish Processing, I think Kelly at Fast and Easy is doing mobile fish processing as well. So we've been able to stay on top of it with those guys' help, and everyone's doing a really good job, so we're stoked to have them,
Yeah, that's been a challenge this year, is fish processing,
it's
right?
It's a Cadillac problem, but it's still a problem.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're too busy because there's so much fish around.
If you can't cut those fish on your boat, they got too much going on.
No, and to cut them especially the big ones, in a manner that's legal.
That's the problem.
You need to be on stable land. You can't be on your boat tied up to your dock. You can't be on your dock. You need to be on dry, hard land. So it does make it tough for us to do that, you know. But again, everybody, with the help of everybody here, all the processors, all the fish pickup and delivery, like, everybody's worked together, and it's been working out just fine. It's at the end of the day, it's a good problem to have.
To be legal, you have to have the entire loins intact.
Yeah.
On a 200-pounder, you're talking about a 5-foot piece of meat that's got to be intact. So all 4 loins have to be intact. You've got to have the collar completely intact.
To the ventricle.
You got to have the anal vent intact.
Intact to the collar.
Yes. And it has to all be within one bag tied shut.
Could you imagine a guy getting off a trip? He got like two 200 pounders. Like, yeah, I'm going to, you guys want to cut these? He's like, dude, you look like Santa Claus.
I mean, yeah, you literally, bags, you need a 55 gallon drum bag just to hold all that in. You can't portion, you can't put it in the Ziplocs, you can't do any of that stuff on the water. That's why the fish processing
that,
is so.
Yeah, does that hold for yellowfin too, or is it just bluefin?
It's all tuna.
Yeah.
It's all tuna.
It's done. So
if you fillet a yellowfin on your boat and you quarter it and put it in Ziplocs, you're violating California law.
I mean, the idea is so because ridiculous. Of limits, because you're allowed X number of yellowfin, but only two number of bluefin, and they got to be able to identify what's in the bags.
Yeah. Do you think that a guy on the water that's supposed to know something about fishing can't tell the difference between a loin of bluefin and yellowfin?
Especially when it's a 200-pounder. Like, yeah. One fills a Ziploc.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable.
It's stupid. It's not remarkable. Anyway, I got a great text here, and we want to thank all the people that are calling and texting today. A lot of good stuff.
So
this is an interesting question because he says, Dwayne, for someone without a balloon kite rig, is it possible for us with a yummy flyer on the outrigger, hand jigging it out of the water? From Brian in San Diego. The thought of that would be like kind of green sticking, I'm guessing.
Yeah, or squeezing
like
them up. Or I would imagine it's got to be pretty wide to get one to entice a bite off of that method. I think, you know, the main thing is to get that bait out away from the boat. Yeah, of course, you hear guys talking about bites super close to the corner off the side of the boat. That happens when it's hot and heavy and you're shut down. You don't have any generators running or anything running. You know, they'll get a little comfortable at times. Kind of rare, but it happens. Yeah. But I think it's pretty essential to have a kite and a kite balloon to get that thing away from the boat, to get the bites you're looking for.
So that's likely not going to work.
No, I don't know. So.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned quietness, okay? Generators, engines.
Yeah.
Does it make a difference?
We had several instances this year, especially when the Mad Max thing was full speed behind Catalina, where you could not get a bite unless you were shut down and you had your dead flyer or Cali flyer 100 yards from your boat, similar to like the yummy thing, you know, way away, and you
way
had to
away.
Be shut down. I'm really fortunate enough to have a Furuno DFF 3D sonar on my 28, and I watch these fish, and I would watch them approach the boat at full range and then turn around if the motors were off, or even I just turned the stereo off, everything off, nobody dropped anything, almost like sea bass fishing.
Really?
Didn't want to spook them. They are very familiar with this vibration from other boats now. They know what it means. They're very smart fish, you know. And it took that on several different occasions to get the bite we were looking for. So stealthy is definitely key at times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we were doing this Louisiana trip, we were fishing tarpon. Granted, it was in very skinny water. The guide that was fishing with us is a super well-known, very high-end tarpon guide that fishes half his year in Florida, the other half of the... He was so particular about noise that, like, you know, when we were like sliding onto a batch of fish, like no one was to walk. You're not supposed to step. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and you would watch it happen. I mean, you know, you could, if you're standing on the bow getting ready to make a cast, and one of the guys in the back's like steps too loud on a hatch, you would literally watch the fish squirt out from underneath you. I mean,
like I had some diver buddies this year. They were saying they would watch like they slide in on the school off the back of the boat, and they'd hit the boat they were off of would put just the boat in gear. And that would scatter the whole school. Or they come out of gear, whole school scatters. Just, and that's on an outboard 200-horsepower Yamaha.
The things, there's so many things that we probably don't even, you don't even think about making done. You know, nets hitting the bait scoop, or, you know, you hit the tower because you flubbed your cast or whatever. Like, you have no clue, like, what all of those little things might add up to. And then, like you said, too, there's other times when they want to chew the paint off the side of you. You can do whatever you want. Roll up tunes, blazing, whatever.
Exactly.
But when it's tough, like, you should put all of those things into mind for sure.
It comes from the old sea bass fishery. You know, it's like, you know, like you said, some days they'll just chew the bottom of the paint off the boat. Guys are dropping beer bottles on the deck, but whatever. And other times you cannot make a single noise or those fish are going to scatter. So it's like, why aren't these things, why do they keep turning around? They're walking right up into my sonar and then they're turning around. I'm like, I have, you know, four-stroke outboards.
Yeah.
All right, let's try turning those off. Let's turn the stereo off. And then first time we did it, they walked right through us two bites. We're like, sick, okay, cool, we're onto something. And these things are going to bite. Slide on another school, leave the motor off, they walk off me. you know, turn the motor off. Here they come again. You know,
that's wild.
You know, they're getting used to the vibration. Their ladder lines are very sensitive. You know what I mean? So it's like over time, if they keep getting ran over, they keep approaching things with motors on or generators on, they're going to get over it. It's going to trigger a danger, you know, thing where they're just like, we're not biting, we're going the other way. Or they'll split the boat. That's another thing they were doing this year. They'd split the boat, then as soon as you try to reset up on them, they'd go downswell.
Huh,
they knew exactly what we were doing. We're pulling our hair out of our head for a long time.
That's what makes it so cool when you get them.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like what you just described. Like that's everything. Like they're tough. They're tougher. Like they're a tough fish to get. And like when you get it, you pump your fist and like, man, I got him.
Oh, you're doing little touchdown dances up in the tower.
Getting one of these things is pretty darn special, man.
Yeah. It's just cool, getting the bite.
Cool times,
right?
100%.
The bite's it's all about the bite.
100%.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, well, speaking of the bite, we're going to continue our Catchport. Head on down to Seaport Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaport?
Well, today, unfortunately, not much going on.
I believe that.
Probably looks like a lot like your the docks over here.
Full.
I would imagine so. Almost full there, yeah. We're going to hopefully get right back on track tomorrow. I know the Tribute, as of right now, is still online for tonight with a couple spots open there. And as long as weather holds up and doesn't do anything unexpected, we'll be back out fishing tomorrow. And back to what we've been seeing over the last few months here, mix of bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail, Dorado. And like I said, I wish I had a little bit more for you this week, but kind of with that storm upcoming and then the storm coming through here, did slow down fishing a bit, but I imagine it'll be right back to normal. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for half days. We're still running those full day trips, one day, day and a half. There's a few longer trips sneaking in there. You might see some 2 days or longer trips in there also. So definitely take a look at that. And, you know, don't put away your gear yet, because like we talk about every week here, September, October, sometimes and even November, some of the better fishing we have there. So definitely take this little break, get your gear cleaned up, get out there on the trip. We said check the website, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out and get you out on the water once this weather blows through.
Awesome. Well, great job, Marcos. Killer report. Appreciate that. And we'll look forward to talking next week with better weather and great fishing.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks a lot for that, Marcos. Appreciate that. Hey, again, sponsored in part by the home of Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and that's Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle store, a full deli, all the snacks and beverages, ice and boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. That's at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. For more information on everything, check danalanding.com.
What's it like being over at Dana Landing, man? It's like it's the pinnacle of pinnacle.
It's great over there. It's awesome crew, all the employees and staff. It's like family over there.
And
kind of the epicenter there in Mission Bay. You know, got all kinds of stuff going on with the launch ramp right there. Just like, you know, a lot of hubbub. You can kind of depict on what's going on in the water just by hanging out with that launch ramp, you know, so many guys are in and out there.
Oh, yeah. And then you have Fastlane right next door.
Yep, got Ron and the crew over there.
And Salty Crew headquarters right there.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
The design headquarters right above the dock.
Yeah, yeah. And C-DAC is right there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
It's a little scene for sure.
That's where we keep our boat. Dana has made me such a lazy pre-planner of fishing. It's like breakfast sandwich on the way down, ice is right there, deli sandwich for lunch, don't got to worry about shopping the day before.
And they make killer sandos there. They have everything. It's really, really killer because it's a one-stop shop. You can go fish. You don't even have to go to the grocery store the night before. You just go there.
Got
it all. And you got tackle, too.
You guys that come fishing with you can just grab something from the deli and go.
Yeah, most do. Yeah, I just come. Don't bother with going to the store the night before. Just show up about half hour early and dip in the store and get what you need. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, very good. The other thing that's going on this weekend over there at Fastlane is they have their endless summer sale going on, which Hobie Kayaks never go on sale. They're on sale this I think until tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day that they have this sale going on. So you want to go see Ron and the crew today would be the day, because tomorrow they're closed. So today would be the day to go take advantage of that endless summer sale on Hobie Kayaks. Speaking of kayaks, we have our Islander Kayak Mothership trip this week. We're leaving Tuesday night.
All right.
Fishing Wednesday out of San Clemente Island, and hopefully. And then coming home Thursday morning. And it was full, but But I had a guy call yesterday that said he's sick, and he and his buddy can't go. So I have two spots available that this guy wants to sell his two spots. So if you want to go, last minute, give a call to the office, 619-223-4665 is the office phone, 619-223-4665, and let me know, hey, I want to go on the kayak trip. It's $495 per person. It's limited to 22 people, and you can also shoot me an email if you want to, pete@letstalkhookup.com, and we'll try and grab you those last two spots on the kayak. You do have to have a kayak. No pro anglers allowed, but it is such a great trip. Corey Fannin is going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Cool.
Ron Lane and his crew are going to be there. Kevin Nakata, the Sea Samurai, will be there. It's going to be a really fun group of people. So you want to join us, come on down. And it leaves Tuesday night, fish all day Wednesday on the Islander, which the Islander has such a great, great job on those kayak trips. So you want to join us, give me a call or shoot me a email, and I'll get back with you today.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. If you want to get your shot, again, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Charlie calling us from Gardena this morning. Good morning, Charlie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Charlie.
And another thing, question for Dwayne. When you're tight fishing, Dwayne, do you use a marker on your bait line? And what length rod do you use for a kite in a smaller boat? Thank you.
I personally don't use a marker. I try to keep my eyes young by using my eyes on the bait. And I honestly really like to use the touch and feel program as far as flying fish goes. So a lot of times you're going to feel the bite rather than see it. Of course, you're going to see the big fish blowing up, throwing water everywhere. But at a certain distance, it gets pretty hard to tell if he actually got that bait in his mouth. You can usually tell by the feel. So usually I wait for the blow up to happen, give it a couple seconds, and then you'll feel like a tick, 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 and like something like sliding. That's usually your kite clip or your line through your kite clip. And then you'll feel a slow load, and that's the fish turning with your hook in its mouth going away. That's when we like to wind. We actually did a challenge a couple years ago, my deckhand and I, where we'd close our eyes. And I think we were literally like eight for 10, 9 for 10, 7 for 10, 9 for 10, doing it that way. And
just
fishing,
feeling the
just
line.
Just feeling it, yeah. Which obviously, made it useless to use a marker. You know, I think it's way more important for people to learn that way. And it's the one thing we do on our boat. It's like, I like to obviously take people fishing and put them on the fish for a lifetime, but I like them to walk away with something they learned in their back pocket that they can use in the future.
Good
and
stuff.
I think with the kite, that's one of the most important things because, again, it's so visual. A lot of people can't help but whine once they see the blow-up. But it's really, really imperative that you actually fish the feel or, feel it.
Because you could wind it away from the fish, right?
Exactly. And I think there's been times where the fish have come up and sniffed the bait or whacked at the bait, and the velocity of them sucks the bait underwater, and we weren't tight, and then all of a sudden you feel, oh, there it is. I've had
really?
It happen like five or six times where I
wow.
think, like, because we didn't wind it through the water column, they came and ate it again. The velocity sucked the bait down underwater, and it was there. And because we didn't wind or break the wings or whatever, it's just there, they came up and ate it. Because I'm like, okay, there it is, It's like,
that's
and
cool.
It happens pretty quick. So, that kind of eradicates the marker.
That's a really good thing. Now, are you fishing your reels in full strike position?
Yeah, I fish them right at 12 o'clock at strike and
yeah.
give myself a good amount of room from there to full. Typically, we're not going full until we're straight up and down, like close to the boat. So I think we're fishing like 30 pounds of drag.
Woo!
That's right a lot.
No messing around.
No.
you want to
take all your strain.
And how much, what's your line test in liters?
I do 130 to 200 pound wind down, sometimes 300. And then my kite bait or my fly fish bait liters are 300. A size 10 tuna tuna and then a big SPXH treble hook on the back. And yeah, it works great for us. As far as like rod size goes, our bait rods are anywhere from 7 to 7.3. I've got a couple custom rods I really am fond of over the years. And then our other boat rods are the Daiwa Proteus Tuna Specials. And those are the 7.3 triple X. Those are absolutely great rods. Great, great action on them. Good shut off. Plenty of backbone, but enough tip where you're not going to get jerked around like if you're on a quad X. But that's just what worked for us. So.
Cool.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and more great info like that. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Been a great morning this morning talking fishing with Dwayne from Pinnacle Sport Fishing. If you want to get your chance to get in on the fun, have your questions answered, have a shot at winning that killer Gamakatsu prize pack, 213-432-1090. So plenty of time. And the first time since the beginning of the show, we have a single open phone line you can get through right now. 213-432-1090.
Here's a question from Stephen Alpine. And, of course, Dwayne being a Costa Pro, too. He says, morning, boys. Great show. Question about Costas. Accidentally set my Costas on the boat deck, and my son accidentally stepped on them and scratched the lenses. Do they sell just the lenses?
No, they have an incredible customer service program, though. If you want to send them in, it's almost no questions asked. You get those things replaced for very, very minimum cost.
Yep.
I love their warranty service and side of their business, because even in a scenario like that, it's totally your fault.
Yeah.
Not a manufacturer's defect, not anything else. You stepped on your boat. Still, you send them in, and for very low money, they'll just replace the lenses. Your frame, you know, they'll put new lenses into your frame. I think it's like $80 or something like that for $300, you know, what
minor.
Normally might cost you, you know, four or five times that amount. Like, they'll put brand new lenses in, and away you go.
But so the best thing to do is just go to CostaDelMar.com. You can find out all the repair information.
Yeah, there's a warranty tab. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a tab for warranty. Mm-hmm. Or you could even give them a call.
Yeah, and they're really
customer
fast.
Customer service is really good.
Yeah,
fast.
And they're fast.
Like, how fast?
Like, within a week.
So are you saying that you've scratched lenses or broken lenses?
Before I was working with them, I was still wearing. I love their product, and I had a couple mishaps with some shades that I loved. You know, and I'm like one of those guys, like, if they work for me, I like to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's good luck, superstition, or I just just work, like, because they work. And
oh, heck yeah.
So I want these lenses repaired. I'd send them in, and I'd have them back. I remember distinctly having one pair back within a week. So.
Yeah, they're fast. So the thing that blows me away about Costa 580 glass lenses, they just don't scratch.
Yeah,
I mean, they're good, really hard to scratch.
You got
to
step on them really hard.
I mean, really hard. I mean, I have never had a pair of glasses that I didn't like feel like they were getting scratched up. But I mean, washing them off with salt water on them and using my T-shirt and stuff like that, those 580 glass lenses just don't scratch.
I had a guy on our trip to Venice realize that he didn't bring sunglasses with him. And I just looked at him like, what are you nuts?
Yeah,
you know, like,
huh?
I'm like, here, I ran into the room and I grabbed him his paper. He goes, you brought a backup. I'm like, dude, I brought two backups. Like, I can't not have a pair of coasters on a trip like that with me. I brought two different backups. Like, I got you, man. No problem.
Yeah.
I got them through.
Got them covered.
New Spiro XL fan. Like,
What's your favorite style?
Spiro XL.
Spiro XL,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they're great.
I'm telling you, I'm really liking the Rinconito. It's like my everyday. I mean, starting to use them on the boat too. Rinconcito.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, starting to use. I mean, the Tuna Alley's really good too, but
That's what those are too.
I like them. Yeah, for sure. With that lens, the gray, silver gray lens.
Those are very similar shaped glasses. Rinconcito is like the same thing as a Spiro XL, downsized like 25%.
Uh-huh.
Same shape to the lens, same shape to the earpiece, just a little bit smaller piece of glass.
Super comfortable.
Totally.
Yeah, very comfortable. All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. They are packed up again. Again, if you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Chuck, who's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, Dana Landing is so cool, and the parking's so great. Grab a sandwich, breakfast, the bait's right there. They got those little skiffs if you want to just take your kid out into the harbor. You rent those there. I'm sure they're still there. But that kind of talk to that little circle. I've poked myself so many times like this, like getting into your mom's needle box. Them things are super sharp, and they don't dull down. I've caught every species offshore up to like 35 pounds or something on that little one. And there's so many times when the bite's picky, that's the only thing they're biting. And people start spying your box out and asking to borrow them. And I got to buy the big packs, and they're really hard to find. A lot of people don't stock the bigger pack of those. But, hats off to the hook, man. That thing's night and day.
It
used to be a cheaper rep.
Tie that tie that little Nautilus circle hook with a perfection loop, and that's finesse fishing at its finest right there.
Oh, there you go. All right. Another pro tip there.
It is, huh? Man, no doubt.
Hey, Chuck, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A great text here from Jim Thousand Oaks. He's wishing us a happy 31st anniversary. Thanks very much for that. And he says, Dwayne, what type of success has you and your crew had on swordfish in the past, and where in general do you find these fish?
We've had some pretty good success there over the last, I think, three seasons we've done it. First season was hard out of the gates, man. It was biting almost every single trip for about a month, and we really got our feet settled in there and kind of really got to work on them. The last couple of years have been fun as well. I didn't get to do it as much last year as I'd like to because I was traveling, but we've definitely had some success. Cameron's gotten really, really, really skilled at it, and he loves doing it as well. He'll be probably running the majority of the trips this fall. You know, those fish, we're finding them all over the place. I really prefer fishing a little bit dirtier water, real close to a clean edge. Obviously looking for, a DSL feed layer. It can be anywhere from, you know, Carlsbad Canyon, La Jolla Canyon, 178, 9, out to the 43, the ridge. You just kind of got to do your homework. It's not like you go and stop and drop. I kind of watched that happen a lot over the last couple of years, and guys not being successful. You kind of got to do your homework. Some of our better trips, we drove around for a few hours before we found what we wanted to find and dropped them down your bit right away. So there's definitely a science behind it, and, we're slowly but surely figuring it out, feeling more and more comfortable with it.
Cool. Pretty amazing, huh?
It's
to have
so
now
cool.
A sword fishery here. And as our regular season tails off, the sword fishery picks up.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a little buffer to come off of an awesome offshore season, settle into some deep dropping.
As the big fish like starts to be out of range of some of the smaller boats, it's very cool to be able to just, you know, when you're tired of running 120 miles to get to where you need to go, it's pretty cool to run 8 miles or 10 miles
to
have an elite fish fishery to carry you through.
Yeah, and it's nice because it's a kind of a fair weather fishery. Obviously, you want to drift as slow as possible and get your bait presented nicely and properly. And a lot of times you're fishing in beautiful weather.
So yeah. You get those late fall conditions in late November, early
December. Bluebird, glassy, sun tanning, beers.
Just hanging out.
Not burning $1,000 in fuel.
No, we're setting up. We're going to set up some chess and game tables on our bait tank this year. Seriously, we are.
Yeah.
I'm having them made.
Why not? Yeah.
Chess and checkers.
Because it's kind of like it's just a waiting game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll watch the rod while you guys play beer pong.
Cool. Well, phones are packed up. We're going to jump right back in. This time we're going to talk to Carl. He's coming from Lakeside this morning. What's up, Carl? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. It's always good listening to you guys. We're fishing down in Gonzaga there for big grouper. And what I've dropped is I've seen everything, all different size hooks. We're either using like a tool line, grouper jig or just a dropper loop. But the size hooks I've seen people throw and myself or anything from a 7-0 to these giant 19-0, like the one, grouper rig had a J hook and a circle hook, which were big ones, but I lost one and we're dropping for bait. We've got like a foot and a half bonitas and barracudas. They're dead, but you know, we hook them and then drop them down to the bottom. And yeah, I have not had any success. My question then is, what size hooks and what would be the best dropper loop for grouper down there?
Gamagachi is about to introduce a new hook called the Kraken. It is an absolutely incredible wide gap circle hook inline. We've had success actually last year with swordfish with them right out the gate. Really, really strong welded eyelet. Again, like I said, wide gap on it. It's an absolute beast of a hook. I would highly recommend trying out that hook. 12-odd.
They're going to come out with them here this fall.
Very soon.
Anytime. It's called the Kraken.
Yep.
Yeah. Very appropriately named.
Meaningful, man.
Yeah,
cool.
For sure. And you've had the chance to use them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
First time we dropped it down, swordfish. Worked fine. Right in the corner of his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
That's a good start. That's a good start to its career.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. I got a note here from a text from one of our guys that said Jock Albright's book got 7 marlin yesterday.
Shocker.
Yeah, shocker, right? Yeah. Jock's like,
shocker,
man.
Shocker that the master had 7 fish in the Masters.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got Stotesbury's out there. The Masters, they call it for a reason.
Yeah, no doubt.
The best of the best are out there.
Jock's pretty hard to keep up with.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to talk about your Fiji adventures. Are you going back this year?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to.
And you do some chartering down there, too, right?
Yeah, it's basically a couple of hosted weeks down at Namotu Island, down off Nandi, Vete Levu, Fiji. It's like a 10-hour direct flight from LAX, red eye. It's the easiest thing in the world. Not expensive either. And we'll host 2 weeks. There's Sundays to Sundays. Myself, Cameron Bingham's going down there. I've taken Austin Chavez as well this year. Fishing Fomer, yellowfin, big yellowfin on the troll, GTs, doggies, reef popping. It's a playground for fishermen. There's a lot to do. Like last year, we had fish up to about 165 pounds. And then just imagine fishing the Fomer fishing here in Southern California, sans no boat.
Wow.
Like, there's no one. It's us and the 3 other boats we have in our fleet.
Wow.
And you're talking, like, you know, a 10-square-mile area, and it all runs around a 2,000-meter curve, and it come up in the shallows of behind the reef and feed. And it's pretty remarkable. The island, the resort itself, is absolutely beautiful, really good accommodations, excellent food. They fly in guest chefs from all over the world, guest yoga instructors, and obviously the waves are par none there. You know, we've got Cloud Break, restaurants, the Motu Lefts, Wilkes Passage, Face-Offs. There's a lot of good waves there. It's basically impossible to get bored at that island.
Sounds like paradise.
We're going to be down there this year from February 12th to 24th for our 2 hosted weeks. And we're
Their summer.
Yeah, that's their summer, basically. Yeah. And, we're really looking forward to it.
How cool.
Sold out in about 16 hours this year.
Oh, so you're already sold out.
Yeah, we're completely sold out.
You're filled.
Yeah, we're stoked. Yeah. If you're ever interested in going and doing it, you can give Sarah at Waterways Travel a call, and she kind of liaisons and travel agents the whole deal for us every year there. I don't have her number handy, but you can find it online at
Waterways Travel.
Correct.
Is it all fish? Is it all surf? How do you decide what you do? If you wake up in the morning and you feel like riding waves, you do that. And if you feel like going fishing, you do that. I mean,
yeah, you kind of pick your poison. We have several boats there, so we have a 42 World Cat, a 34 World Cat, and 2 immaculately set up 28-foot Supapongas. all have four-stroke Yamaha motors on them, Simrad electronics. They're rigged to a T. They've got a really, really good fishing program there. They're really serious about it. They've got a killer fish, like, cleaning area all Yeti'd out. Like, they really, really take their fishing as well as their surfing seriously. And it's like you wake up every day, whatever you feel like doing. If you want to go fishing,
so cool.
Let us know. If you want to go surf, or if you want to fish a certain species, you don't want to fish yellowfin, you've had your fill, you want to fish GT, you let our boy Uli know. He'll take you to the reefs. He's kind of the king of GTs there. You want to go surf, you go surf. You want to go dive, you go dive. Jeez, you want to go island hop,
man, how cool.
Yeah, it's a treat. It's one of the most special places in the world and a place that I'll visit every year until the day I die.
Place you bring your wife or girl to? Just a boys trip? Like, what is that? What's the accommodations like?
They're awesome accommodations. You know, beautiful AC rooms, comfortable beds, no shared bathrooms or any of that stuff. It's all on you. They've got a killer bar, restaurant up top, two pools, two jacuzzis, a bar down at the boat shed where you kind of get on your boats to go fishing or surfing. It's, you know, this is all packed into like 3.5 acres. It's like a tiny speck of sand in the world, you know, but it's a really special speck of sand.
Yeah, how cool.
How far, like when you fly into Nandi?
Yeah, flying into Nandi.
And how far is it from Nandi?
From the Rendezvous Hotel, it's like a 25-minute boat ride.
Oh, so it's a boat ride.
Yeah, like you'll fly in.
Get on a plane.
Yeah, you'll fly in at like, I think a flight arrive at like 6 a.m. and you're on that island by 11. You're fishing that afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're on it and you want to go fish, you're fishing that afternoon.
Crazy.
And as far as like wives go, like my wife's gone a couple times. She loves it. Some guys bring their wives. They love it. Some guys don't. They just want to go core and fish their brains out. So it's kind of whatever your pace is and however you want to do it, you know. And if you bring the wife or the kids, it's an amazing place for them.
Wow.
Amazing.
Sounds pretty cool.
Count me in.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sounds really fun. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it.
You got it. We're going to jump into the phones and talk to Jim. He's called us from National City this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Dwayne. My question to you is, I hope you can hear me okay. I'm looking on going, like, on that 28-foot park taking my son, Anthony. Now, 49, that's no problem. And then my grandson, Jordan, he's 21, that's no problem. But where the dilemma comes in, I've got a 9-year-old granddaughter who thinks she's 19. Anywhere her father and brother go, she wants on the deal. Do I have any hesitation taking her on your boat on one of your trips?
No, not at all. We love taking kids fishing. It's actually one of my favorite things to do. A couple of my best clients have brought their kids. I've had kids as young as 3 years old on the boat. Obviously, safety is first, but it's just amazing to watch the bond between the family and the father and the son or the daughter, or what have you, and watch their love for fishing grow. You know, we're, like I said, we're here to show you guys an awesome experience and teach and help them learn. And yeah, we're all for bringing kids. You know, 9-year-old daughters.
Would you take them on a bluefin trip or just?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
You know, okay. And obviously, it's every circumstance is different, especially weather.
Weather.
So, you know, that's the main thing you're going to want to look at. The weather's adequate and nice, and it's safe for them to go. By all means, it's an amazing experience, and I think everybody should check it out at least once, especially kids, because it can automatically trigger a spark for a lifelong passion of fishing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're all about.
With this Dorado fishery that we have
now, it is
the most ultimate time to try and get somebody young into fishing. They're the most perfect fish. You find the right kelp, you're going to catch plenty of them. They're neon colors, they jump.
Yep.
Getting a bite's not too tough. They're the right size. You know, younger guy or gal can still land them.
You harvest them, eat them. You know, so they learn the whole cycle of catching to eating and why you do a lot of this. You know, obviously there's sport fishing and release stuff, but it's also nice to eat fish. It's traceable. It's good for you. You know, and
for sure,
be able to catch one on your own hook and line as a kid and go home and flay it up and eat it. It's awesome.
That's cool. So it just calls Pinnacle Sport Fishing. And, and the fall right now, you said you have some openings. Certainly the best time because this is our best weather coming
up absolutely
here.
We do have some openings available for either regular offshore Dorado, school size tuna, yellowtail, or trophy bluefin, whatever you'd like to do.
So there's specific trips. There's two different types of trips.
Yeah We kind of, you know, break them up into two different types of trips just so we can give the angler their ultimate opportunity at the fish that they want to catch.
Yeah.
You know,
if a guy wants to just go straight yanking and cranking, you're not going to drag him out to the island and fly kites and try to pick off a trophy.
No.
And if a guy really is determined and he knows the risk versus reward, wants to go hunt for a trophy, you're not going to stay on the beach and catch a dorado either.
Absolutely not. We're into whatever you guys are into. We like fishing across the board. We don't want to just be known as a big fish charter group or regular one. We like to be across the board, whether it's offshore, inshore, yellowtail, dorado, tuna, big tuna, whatever. Like, we love fishing and we love taking fishing. So
rad, dig it.
Yeah. Hey. Okay, so Jim, bottom line is call Pinnacle Sports Fishing.
Yeah, give us a call. We'd love to take you out
and go out with them. All right. Hey, I got a great text here from Bruce in Lemon Grove. He just wants to know, what reel do you use on a kite?
The kite reel? Or
yeah, the kite reel.
I use Panacom 700.
An electric reel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Electric is really the way to go on a kite, because you've got to send the thing so far out,
yeah,
and it's so much easier to control, right?
Exactly. And it remembers the distance, so just put in gear, have it come back, and then there's a clip ready for another one to go out.
And that particular reel is a dial reel, right?
Correct.
Is relatively affordable, right?
Yeah.
Rock Hard Rick?
Yeah. Yeah, they're in the $500 to $600 range, depending on which size you get. That 750 is small, fits in your hand, and they are crazy resilient. Like, ours has not been taken care of as appropriately as a saltwater electrical reel should. And, dude, it's amazing that those things work as good as they do. The Vagabond has one that has literally been held together with electrical tape for 2 years.
Really?
And it still runs perfect every time.
It's not the reel you want to fish swordfish with, right?
No.
Yeah.
They do have a new one. The new 1000 Tanacom is a single speed that you can fish swordfish with. But that application, you want to go with the Seaboard.
Okay. That's like a heavier duty.
Yeah, two speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Electrical.
Like, would be the difference between like a Beastmaster that Shimano makes, which is something you could fish swordfish versus their
Forcemaster.
Correct. Yeah,
exactly.
You don't want to fish. You'd want to use it for the kite, but not the.
You got it.
Not the swordfish.
Yep.
Not pulling on the swordfish. Yeah. All right.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna find out who's got themselves a full Gamakatsu package. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Well, it's September in San Diego, and that means the best part of summer has just begun. The sun is shining and the fish are biting. Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, here to tell you about our Hobie Kayak Endless Summer event. From now until September 11th, get the best deals on the best fishing kayaks during the best part of the year. That means $300 off a new Hobie Mirage Outback, or $250 off a new Compass, $200 off a Thermoform Passport 12, and $175 off the Passport 10.5. The kayaks are in stock and ready to go, so get down to the shop, Fast Lane Kayaking, Dana Landing, Mission Bay, and let's enjoy this endless summer.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. It's time to find out the big winner of that full Gamakatsu package, including the dry bag, the pliers, all the goodies. Dwayne's going to do us the honors of flipping the coin.
All right.
We got a texter or caller winning. Let's do it. Okay, we've got a caller today. Congratulations, Carl in Lakeside. You are fully hooked up with that Gamakatsu prize back. Congratulations.
All right, congratulations, so Carl. And Gamakatsu will ship that right directly to you. So, again, great having you. Never enough time. It blows by so fast. Yeah. We just covered just a small bit. You got
to
come back.
Yeah, I'd love to come back. I love the show. Thank you guys so much for having me. And congratulations on 31 years. Hats off to you guys.
Thank you. And if somebody wants to go fishing on Pinnacle Sport Fishing, how do we do it?
Give us a call, 619-850-7575, or look us up online, www.pinnaclesportfishing.com. Let's get out there and go get some fish, huh?
And you operate right out of Dana Land in three different boats.
Yep, three boats out of Dana Land and Mission Bay, San Diego.
Yeah, and you're coming back after your back injury. You're going to be back on the boat?
Yeah, I'm going to probably get a good couple weeks left season.
And get it healed all the way.
Yeah, I'm ready right now. I have a
take it easy.
Yeah.
take it easy.
We need you around. We need you around for a while.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So again, two Parker 25s and a Parker 28.
Correct. All pilot houses. Yes.
Yeah, and very comfortable. If you want to do a full-on bluefin extravaganza for the giant fish, or you want to go catch Dorado, you want to catch local yellowfin.
Yep.
You offer it all.
We got you covered.
You'll customize it.
And I just want to say it again. Such a dedicated, rad crew.
Absolutely.
You guys provide all of the right stuff. It's just this fishery done right. There's a lot of people doing this type of trip these days, and it really is what the name is. It's the pinnacle of it.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
I'm blown away you have spots available this fall. So take advantage of that, listeners. Jump on it right now.
Get on the boat.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate that. And thank you. Thanks for all the texters, all the callers. We sure appreciate all your support. And sorry we can't get to everybody, but we get to as many as we can in our short 2 hours we have on the air here. Well, we'll be doing it again tomorrow morning, our actual 31st anniversary, because we did start this show on a Sunday, and it's going to be Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is going to be here. That's going to be a great show. A lot going on the long range boats and the Fisherman's Landing and Seaforth and Point Loma and all those places. So we'll be talking that up. And thanks to Christian for all he does on the board and actually Adam on the app. So we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Quebec.